bacon and eggs.
Pancakes with maple syrup.
They just go together. So does the wake-up call with Robbo and Steve. Gold, Central Victoria.
Yes, indeedy. It is 16 past 8. Very excited. We're going to have a bit of bluegrass music in the studio today. We've got Hamish Davidson and Jacob McGuffey with us. First of all, Hamish, good morning. Welcome to you.
Good morning, Robbo. Thanks for having us.
Ah, no problem at all. Great to have you up and about at this time of the morning and got the old instruments here. And I see you've got a, what do you call that now? A resonator, isn't it?
A resonator guitar.
Dobro, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah, banjo here.
The early days of self-amplified instruments.
Yeah, and a beautiful sound, that's for sure. So tell us about the bluegrass scene in and around Bendigo in Central Victoria.
Look, there's some great pickers that live here and we haven't had a lot of opportunities to do a lot, but... We play here about once a year, so
right.
There's not a huge scene, but there is a lot of pickers that live here. We tend to travel a lot with our music, and you know, as you're probably aware, Australia in terms of touring, the central hubs are quite spread out, so it's very different touring in other countries.
Yeah.
So with any scene, you get used to traveling. But there's a lot of enthusiastic and talented players in Australia, and the younger players, and just random players taking the instrument up in the last 2 years. Things like COVID have given people opportunity to knuckle down and write more songs or learn. I've been learning the slide guitar a bit more, and I've just been getting tuition online from a player in Colorado, and it's kind of cool. I would never have had the time to do it beforehand. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Now, Jacob, what sort of got you into the bluegrass scene, mate?
I guess I came to it from being an attempted jazz musician.
Right. You gave that away. That's good.
You sort of make tens of dollars and decide that you've sort of made it, I guess.
I saw a meme that I always love, and it says, I don't always play out of tune, but when I do, I call it jazz.
That's right. You put your $5,000 instrument in your $500 car to do your $50 gig.
That's it.
But I was really interested in sort of improvised music and American music, early American jazz and early country, and sort of found bluegrass along the way.
Yeah.
And, just fell in love with it. And it's a real challenge on the instrument. As a guitar player, especially as someone who would play a lot of electric guitar, going to the acoustic guitar and trying to take it seriously is a real challenge. It's a bit physically harder on you than the electric guitar. And
I remember when I first moved to Bendigo in 2007, I started going to the Vine to watch just Muso Nights and that.
Yep.
And I saw Jacob playing there, playing a solo set, one of the first local Musos I saw, and there's obviously a lot of talent in Bendigo, and he's one of the standout players.
Fantastic.
And still is, yeah.
Well, we could talk like this for hours, but Neil Mitchell awaits after 8:30, so what about playing a bit now? This is Hamish and Jacob playing a bit of bluegrass. And we are live on Facebook too, if you want to check it out.
Awesome.
Over to you guys.
One, two, three.
All by myself, yeah, blue night.
That is fantastic stuff. Oh, the studio audience are wrapped as well. Give a round of applause from there. Lovely stuff, boys.
Thank you.
That's a really sweet sound.
That's some early morning bluegrass.
Yeah.
Oh, you just have a crack, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Well, listen, we've got about 4 minutes, all three right. and a half, 4 minutes. So what about and getting the old banjo out? Love to see the banjo. So,
yeah, why not? Yeah. So I invited Jacob in this morning because he's won our Australian Bluegrass Scholarship this year.
Oh, fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah. He's the seventh recipient over the years. And, obviously talented as Hal Muzo. He's got a few bands, the Canyon Callers and the Beekeepers. And just he gets amongst it. He works real hard. He plays as a sideman with lots of artists.
Yeah.
He carries that dreadnought around and picks the living bejesus out of it. We're real proud of you, Jacob. So.
Fantastic stuff. Well, let's hear one more before we wrap it up. So again, folks, it's Hamish Davidson, Jacob McGuffey, and here is a bit of early morning bluegrass on Gold Central Victoria. Over to you, lads. That was some energy. Thank you.
Modify the arrangement with our eyebrows. Did you see that?
Yes, I noticed that. That's fantastic. Hey, lads,
Robbo.
Thanks so much for coming in. Really, really appreciate it. Something quite different and very, very enjoyable indeed. That's Hamish Davidson and Jacob McGuffey.